When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by How to Cut and Sew a Sweater, an online workshop from knitwear designer Olga Lynn Jolly. Listeners of Sewing Out Loud can get 15% off this workshop when they visit sewsweaters.com and use the code SEWINGOUTLOUD, all one word, all caps. Stay tuned to hear our personal review of this class.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And this is another installment of social distancing, talking a little bit about some projects maybe you might want to do and projects that we are taking on during this time of social distancing.
And this is not what we would call a serious podcast.
This is no buttonholes podcast.
This is supposed to like uplift you.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if this sentence kind of like popped into my brain today while I was doing some work this morning. Like, I was with my kids because my husband actually had a job interview. He's looking at switching schools in our district. He's
right.
An elementary art teacher. And so anyway, I had the kids this morning. And
actually, our whole family is doing that this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's weird.
So
go ahead.
I was just thinking about, you know, the situation right now where we're facing this pandemic. And I was kind of thinking about some worst case scenarios. And I was like, you know, there are so many ways to be sad, and then there are so many ways to be hopeful.
Yes,
So
I think this is something that you can have, definitely have, more than one emotion at the same time. I mean, and it can be extreme emotions. For instance, I had a baby and my mother died at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have to tell you, my mother was very important to me. I was very young. You know, of course, I was in my 20s having babies, right? It was my first baby. Everybody around me was having babies. Everybody had their mother. And my, you know, I came home and my mother held my baby and died. So I was very sad, but I looked at that baby and I had hope and I was happy and I smiled. You know, so you can have more than one emotion at the same time and you're not like, it's not contradictory.
And, okay, you can be happy and sad and scared and hopeful. And also, if you like to consume sewing media and, like, knitting media or, you know, whatever, like, making stuff.
Right.
If you like to do that.
If you're a maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you feel you aren't getting as much done as you thought you might, or you are like, oh, man, I should do this and this and this. And don't force yourself to be productive and still let yourself enjoy the media.
Well,
let yourself look at whatever Pinterest boards you want to look at. Have fun. You know, sometimes it's fun to just be inspired and get ideas. You don't have to do every single thing on your list. We have a really good idea for you today.
Well, and you're not doing
but no it, pressure,
right.
Okay?
And you're not doing anyone a favor, yourself or the people around you, if you just feel bad all the time.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't accomplish anything.
No, don't do extra.
Or guilty.
Yeah, don't do extra work to make yourself feel bad. Okay,
It's okay to There's
feel
enough
bad.
Feeling bad, yep. Passing around. Don't think anything up on your own.
Right. Continue to listen to your sewing podcasts. Continue to listen, you know, look at your knitting patterns. Listen to your knitting podcasts. But if you don't get the crafting in, I've felt real sluggish. It's my script.
Well, you do get sluggish, I think. And part of this is adjustment.
Yeah.
We're at the beginning of this,
but
you know.
My stress response is fatigue.
Well, you also have your kids 24/7.
Oh, man. And I am a person, I can see this. I bet there are different types of people out there. Derek, when he's got the kids, he's like, cool, got the kids. Like, he's real. And I get a little stressed. I don't know. I mean, I just do. It's okay. It's just what I do. But yeah, if you're somebody whose stress response is maybe a little bit of fatigue, yeah, don't force yourself to be productive. But you may want to try out this next project.
That's
when
right.
You are relaxing for a little bit. Okay, I've wanted to talk about this item, this project, whatever we want to call it, for a long time. And its original purpose is an adult car bib.
Right.
Okay.
I used to make them for the bus drivers.
Okay.
That drove us, like, in show choir.
Okay.
So that they could eat
and drive. Same time. So mom would make these adult, we call them adult bibs because they're really big, you know? Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, they're like 3 feet long.
Yes. So,
and shoulder width.
Yes. These are great, really originally made for long car rides when you're going to, you know, have some snacks on the go.
You can eat a taco if you have one of these and drive at the same time and not freak out about what's fallen in your lap.
I went on a short little trip with a friend in high school just down to the Lake of the Ozarks. What is that? Hour away?
Hour and a half, yeah.
Okay,
maybe.
Like, we were going to see friends.
Depends on where you go. Yeah, what end of the lake.
In the Allstate choir.
Right.
And we did. We got Taco Bell. It was me and Liz, I remember. And we were in kind of nice clothes because you go to this, you know, concert and it's this state concert and everything. And I was like, oh man, I'm kind of afraid to spill stuff. And then I look in your car in the door, okay?
I'm a car bib.
And there it is, the car bib. And I get this thing out and put it on. And Liz is just like, whoa, Mal. I mean, you're really prepared for this. And I was. I had my nice clothes on, but I had this really long bib on. And we think that while you are social distancing,
that's right,
maybe you don't want to be like putting food on plates and setting the table all the time.
Maybe you're eating constantly.
Oh my God. Or maybe like you put food on plates and set the table like, you know, twice a day.
Right.
And maybe one of the meals, you don't want to freaking do that. I don't know how many times I've run my damn dishwasher.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. And I will tell you something.
Get these people out of my house.
I think the worst part about raising children, honestly, is the three meals a day. I know that people are out there going, yes, yes, yes. It's because you've got to get the food. You know, you've got to plan it.
They
you've got to get it. Then you got to plan to cook it. Then they eat it all up and they want more. So if I had it to do over, now realize I've already raised my children, so I can think back on these things. And if I had to do it over, I would feed them just like I feed my dogs. I'd get a bag of kibble and I'd offer it to them three times a day and hope for the best.
Kid kibble.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because that thinking it up, the management, the whole managing part is the worst part.
The best part is when you make something and they love it. They just love it so much. You're like, all right.
And then there's
make some more of this. Ha, ha,
and
ha.
And then the next time you serve it, they go, what is this?
That's right.
So maybe, oh, no, I didn't eat it last time. I didn't like it last time.
Or as Zelda said to me, if you give me that, I will throw up. That's how she said it to me. We were talking about Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, do you want some Honey Nut Cheerios? Okay, so maybe you want to eat Honey Nut Cheerios on the couch because your kid says she doesn't want
to. Or maybe your kid wants to sit on your lap and eat.
That's right. How? I don't remember how these car bibs are made.
I do.
Okay. I know. That's why I'm talking to you about
it. I mean, basically what I would do is I would take a towel, a full size bath towel.
Yeah. So maybe this is an older towel. Like, I have a towel.
Well, if I gave it as a gift, I used a new towel.
Oh. But, oh. Yeah. Well, we're not seeing anybody right now.
If this is your stay-at-home bib, you can make it out of a rug if you want.
There you go. So an older towel. I have a really big, it's a huge bath sheet.
Right.
And it's really frayed. It's green.
Yeah, and
do you
that
know
would
what I'm
be yeah, it was mine,
the
I think.
Perfect. It's going to be the perfect.
Right.
Bib.
Like or like a beach towel that's partially worn out.
So what do you do with
but,
it?
But just a regular bath towel is plenty long.
Yeah.
Because we should brought it up. I've got one sitting on my laundry bench right now. But they're about 3 feet long cuz it's basically neck to knees. After you sit down,
because
you want it to be on your lap.
Put on in your car.
Yeah, you think it's more longer?
I think maybe it would have been longer. I don't know.
Okay,
but what do you do with this towel?
So the width of the towel is usually just about right.
Just keep the width.
Okay. And all I do is make it like a baby bib, you know, where it goes around your neck. So you basically sort of cut, you know, the top. Mm-hmm. You make a hole for the neck. And I always used to put snaps on it.
Yeah, so you...
I don't like Velcro.
Yeah.
And the deal was, you know, it was a lot easier to snap than to tie, and especially easier to get off after you were eating if you were driving. So I like the snap.
So you kind of made up at the top like a semicircle.
Right.
And cut right there to make an opening.
Right.
Okay.
Just think of a baby's bib that snaps in the back, and then and you're just making this huger.
How did you finish your edges
of
your towel?
Of course, me. I used the bias binder.
Some striped bias binder.
Well, of course. You know, I
like
the
bias binder. So you could
just serge
it.
Right. I actually put like a pocket on one time, and it was just dumb.
Don't do a pocket.
Well, it didn't work. I mean, it didn't really catch anything because you're eating when you're sitting.
Yeah.
So, like...
So, you are the pocket.
Yeah, you are the pocket.
You are the catch-all.
You're the catch-all. Your lap is... Yeah, it didn't matter. Like,
yeah.
It didn't help.
Sure.
It didn't make anything any better. Now, I think somebody one time made one that had, like, sleeve holes. Because I showed them... Okay, this is the best part. I showed this probably 15, 20 years ago, right? In, you know, sewing...
Club,
right? When we had a shop. So... The next show and tell, all these versions came back.
Right.
Okay, of, you know, the car bib. I think I was calling it the bus driver bib at that time because that's the one I showed.
Right.
You know, one that I had made for a bus driver. So anyway, there was a version, yes, that like you just put your arms through, you know.
Uh-huh.
They had like, they made like loops, like, and it was literally on the bath towel. They put loops on the bath towel. You put your arms through it and it held up.
I feel like that might leave you a little more vulnerable than just making it like a bib.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, I wanted it high enough that if I slopped down my chin, like,
right,
it caught it too and everything. But, you know, some of them were less fitted. Some of them were more. A lot of people did exactly what I did.
Uh-huh.
You know, they in fact, a lot of people traced my bib.
Yeah. Okay. So your adult bib, though, I just, you know, so you're going to cut like a circle in it that a neck can go in, it can go around your head. But when you make your kind of semicircle at the top and you cut that slit for the opening, then you're just overlapping a little bit.
You just overlap.
Right?
You're only overlapping like a snap's
so,
worth.
So you don't need to add any extra fabric is what I'm saying.
The neck hole is like, you know, maybe 15 inches in diameter or something.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you thought somebody had a really big neck or a really little neck or whatever. I think I standardly made them like 16 inches or something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So 16 inches.
Now, you could always just cut it instead of overlapping it. You could make a tab there but I always would just sort of overlap it like on a kid's, because that also gives it sort of a shape that'll go behind your neck.
Right. When it gets, it's almost like you've put a little bit of a dart in it. So it will.
Now, I've always made it like out of a towel. I've almost always, I can't even remember not making it terry. Okay. I think I've made them all out of terry cloth, but someone did bring like a vinyl one in.
Oh.
You know. Yeah. Which is good because you could just wipe it off.
So what I'm thinking...
But I use the end of it as my napkin, too.
Yeah. No. So what I'm thinking is I could romanticize this up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
With my big bath sheet and do like a double-sided one so that Derek and I could sit across from each other on the couch. You know, of course,
you mean
both,
two neck holes?
Yeah, two neck holes. Of course, we'd both have our...
Oh, my God.
We'd both have our heads looking to the side watching Tiger King on Netflix.
Right.
And then we could...
Which
like,
apparently I need to start watching.
Maybe like the popcorn could... It could be like a sling.
A sling to hold the popcorn.
Yes, and the popcorn could just be put on the towel. And then we
Yeah. It could be a popcorn hammock.
Yes, yes.
I think so.
Derek and I are both short. You know, it's not like it has, so this really long
bath
sheet.
Well, usually when you sit down, your height kind of evens out a little bit, usually.
Well, what I'm saying is, if we're both leaning against opposite ends of the couch, does that not sound like the most romantic idea ever?
Okay. Yeah, so basically put a neck hole on each end of a big, huge,
bath sheet.
Or like a beach towel. Mallory.
I know.
Excellent. Excellent idea.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Mother of invention, yes, yes. It would also keep the couch clean.
Okay, here's the deal. I wanted to bring that up.
You might have to. Is there any way we can like copyright or patent this or something?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Okay, here's the deal.
It's sort of like the titty towel thing. What do you?
Ta-ta-towel.
Yeah, you know, mother of invention.
Okay, here's the deal. Taking a couple little extra precautions like that to keep your couch clean saves you from having to clean your couch.
That's right.
You know, so if we're talking about wanting to practice some like self-care and like being able to relax and everything, then yeah, you know.
Well, and you know how you said like you're walking around. I mean, I know there's people that have like not combed their hair in 2 weeks.
I have not washed my hair.
Oh, now that's gross.
I'm trying. You know, there's all those like bloggers out there. I didn't wash my hair.
Well, you can try.
Yeah, no,
this is the time to experiment.
This is the
and
time
I
to
wish
try
I would
it.
Have bought aubergine hair dye because
yeah,
I would
to
be
do
purple
weird
right
crap
now.
With their hair.
But anyway, I have. You still don't look good if you have drooled. Food down your chest. I don't care if you're dressed or you've worn that shirt for 3 days or what. There's something about drooled food that really, really does not come across well, even with your closest family members.
It can, you can start to stink a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
no,
I mean,
you can't.
I mean, if you have food on your clothes.
If there's no, well, that's true.
And these towels, they can just be put in the wash.
Right.
No problem. And you could make some for your kids, too. In fact, okay, new idea. Big bath sheet. Don't put the neck holes on the short ends. Okay?
That's
make
right.
four attachments
along the side.
Along the side. Everybody sits on the couch together.
That's
and
right.
And it drapes over everyone together. And then they have to stay there. They're It's like they're on a leash.
They don't get any popcorn unless they stay in
That's
the hammock.
That's right. You got to stay in the popcorn hammock. Okay. So there you go.
It's a new world.
It's a new world. I hope everyone appreciates that we're trying to be funny and not make light of this, but that we're trying to give you
but
a little
actually,
bit of comic relief.
I'm telling you, if you go on a long trip, these are the, and if you go on a long trip with my husband, who doesn't allow you to like stop and eat,
he's like, we don't need to stop.
Yeah. I think I married my father. He did the same thing. He like stopped to get gas and I would have to like run in, get food, you know, buy a couple of cartons of lemonade and run back and get in the car by the time he had finished.
You better get back in there before
right.
he starts rolling.
That's right. We were afraid he'd leave without us. Yes.
So, the bib is great for driving. Also great for just sitting on the couch.
Right.
Do it.
It might be good for if you dye your hair purple, too.
I've really been trying so hard. I don't know. Like, I've become a lot cleaner in the past few months.
She has. I will attest to that.
Mom, tell them how clean I am.
She's much cleaner.
I'm so clean.
Much more organized. Much
neater. I don't know
neater.
What's happening.
I didn't know what happened when you weren't like that. So I'm just thrilled.
I'm just amazing now.
Yes.
My house is beautiful. No one can see it. Okay. So...
No one's allowed to
no
come
No one's allowed to
it.
Come over. No, really.
So you could be lying.
I had just read that whole book about like, whatever, cultivating in-person relationships, and I was getting all organized, read this book about minimalism, getting rid of all my crap, you know, and I'm like, my house is going to be so ready for, like, people to come over. Not that it wasn't ready for people to come over before, but I just getting a lot more organized, and I was like, I think we need to only have matching towel sets so that I can keep track, like, of when we've both taken our towels down to do the laundry and then we can both put a matching set up and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on, Mallory? Who are you talking about, like, keeping matching towel sets and keeping track of towel laundry? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, because she just
midlife crisis.
She's never kept track of towel laundry like I used to.
I don't know. It's all just clicking into place, Mom. It just took me a little longer.
Well,
Be proud of me.
I am proud. I'm totally impressed.
This is what Jerome says after he goes poo-poo on the potty.
Yeah.
He says, say good job, Mama.
Say good job, Mama.
So you need to say
good job. Good job.
And then he goes over to Zelda and he's like, say good job, Zelda.
And then he gets, I will give you some jelly beans.
And he has a jelly bean song.
It's a couple of jelly beans.
It's jelly bean, uh-oh, jelly bean. Oh, man. Okay, I think it's time to take a break.
Okay. I'll try and fix her while we're gone.
Sweater knit fabrics are a great shortcut to a hand-knit look, but they can be challenging to work with. If you're intimidated by sweater knits, we've got the class for you. Visit sewsweaters.com and check out Olga Lynn Jolly's class, How to Cut and Sew a Sweater. You'll get 15% off when you use code SEWINGOUTLOUD, all one word, all caps.
Mallory and I have high standards for online sewing instruction, and How to Cut and Sew a Sweater class definitely meets them. Olga Lynn is a professional knitwear and knit fabric designer who studied at Parsons School of Design and the Fashion Institute of Technology. The class is extremely thorough and well-produced. It is a joy to watch.
Sweater knits are challenging to work with, and this class will give you the confidence to create beautiful sweater knit garments using your sewing machine or your sewing machine and serger. Olga Lynn covers a wide range of helpful materials and techniques that will make sewing your next sweater a breeze.
Get cozy and build some skills with Olga Lynn. You'll be glad you did.
When you purchase How to Cut and Sew Sweaters, you'll get lifetime access so you can review and revisit the class anytime. Visit sewsweaters.com and use coupon code SEWINGOUTLOUD, all caps, all one word, for 15% off your enrollment.
Sewing out loud.
And we're back. Okay, I told everybody I wasn't pressuring you to be productive. I'm still not. But my husband is married to a sewing blogger, and he's been walking around in these like five pairs of pants with the pants. They're just folded up. The bottoms of the pants, they're just folded up just once. It doesn't even look like a cuff. You can see the inside of the pants. It's like they're folded up like 3 inches. And then one day I looked at his inside the cuff, and there was like gravel in there from where he'd been working outside that day. And I was like, oh, so I'm not just being like, you know, lazy, and then he looks kind of ridiculous just walking around with his pants rolled up, but there's like crap in there. So he's created this, like, you know, cup, like, with the hem of his pants.
He's handed.
So I am going to be doing some.
He's developed a little landfill in his
pants.
Yes,
yes. I'm going to be doing some social distancing mending. I am going to buckle down and say, hey, I'm slowing down on many fronts.
Well, the one
go
thing,
watch these kids while I
mean,
have your pants.
I hear people saying, oh, I made this and now I have nowhere to wear,
to wear it.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to worry about public clothes.
That's right.
So, you can, in fact, yesterday I had on a shirt that had holes in it and paint on it. It was very comfortable, but it was clean.
Yeah.
You know.
So I do recommend if you have a little bit of extra time on your hands, you could do some projects that you've been putting off, like I have been putting off hemming these pants for a long time. It's over a year.
You know, here's my recommendation on mending, too.
Okay.
Okay. Like, if it's you have something that's going to be mended and you put a pin next to where it needs to be, like, I mean, okay, so say it's something like the zipper needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
Okay. I would pin a note next to the zipper and say, replace zipper.
Okay.
So that when you get out of that pile 2 years later, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Because I have literally pulled things out of the mending bin and like, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with this.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not like real apparent that the zipper's broken, but it like becomes unzipped as
you wear it or something. Yeah. Right. It's like, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
There are things that, and sometimes it's like a hole in a pocket that like you have to look for or, you know, or something. Like I have a blanket downstairs I need to sort. I would like to mend. I would like to keep it. And I need to mark it those places because some of them aren't very big.
Yeah.
You know, I want to darn this. I like cotton blankets.
Okay, so you've done the work of noticing already.
Right.
So don't.
You need to mark it.
Just don't do the work of
noticing
again.
If you really want to do a number on yourself, write down the date that you wrote the note and see how long it takes you to get
that.
To it.
That's a terrible idea. It's awful. Terrible. That's terrible advice. That's all.
But I'm like, oh, what's this? Why would this
why
be in this pile?
Like, why?
Well, okay. Like, I see something right now. Like, I have a nightgown over there.
Do you know what's wrong with it?
I do.
Oh.
But it's something that would be easy to forget. The neck of it is so big. Mm. Okay, it drives me crazy. I just need to take it like a couple darts in the neck. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So it's comfortable.
So I have those pants to hem. And then I have this silk easy tee that I made for myself a long time ago. And I made the arm holes a little too tight.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put it on the other day. And I have been losing some weight. And it actually fit better,
uh-huh.
And I wore it to an event, but it's still, like, I was like, oh, this is a little tight. But then I had a lightning bolt idea, and I was like, oh, this is how I can fix it. And I'm going to open up the shoulder seam, and I'm going to bead space there.
And there are things that come to you like that.
Yeah, but that is something that I could very easily forget, okay?
Right.
And so that's a kind of a special mending thing, you know, but when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, that is something that I should write down because I kind of look at it and I'm like, oh,
you need to make a note on that and say, make it larger or whatever, right? Because especially if it's something that your husband gave you. I was like,
my husband doesn't give me clothes.
Like, what's wrong with these running tights?
I don't see anything wrong with these running tights. Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
so then finally I get the nerve to say, you know, I found a pair of running tights and I think maybe I was supposed to do
something.
No,
they need to write it down for you. If somebody else gives you something to
mend. Yeah, that's a good idea.
If somebody else gives you something to mend,
you go.
You need to be like, hey, post-it note, you know, pin, here you go. Here's where to write it. Write this down if you want me to fix this for
because
you.
Because what he wanted is he wanted them made into, you know, cropped.
Right.
Because there wasn't anything wrong with them.
He just wanted
them cropped. Yeah.
Exactly. And
so, like,
not.
It's like, these look perfect to me. I thought maybe I'll just wear them. But anyway.
There is another thing on my mending list. So on your mending list, you've got the blanket.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have that nightgown. I mean, you got to.
I have to make curtains for my camper, and that is not a mending thing.
Okay, that's not a mending thing. We're talking about mending.
I got to start from square one on that. Yeah.
After you eat your Cheetos and stuff on your couch in your bib and watch Tiger King, then you're going to mend, and it all balances out.
Right.
Okay. So.
Well, and that's a really good couch thing is beading.
Beading, yeah, except, okay, here's my problem.
We can't have your kids there.
Okay. No, it's not the kids. Because I would do that after they go to bed. I need a lamp in my living room.
Well, we have some.
I know. So I need to put a lamp in my living room because
we have that kind right there.
The light that I need is not in
fact. You need a task light.
Yeah, I need a task light in the living room. And, you know, that is a good quarantine project. Plug one of those in. or stay social distancing.
Get yourself
project.
A task light.
Yeah, it's not. We're not technically quarantined. I don't want to use that term lightly either. But anyway, yeah, I need a task light because even when it's bright in there, like where our couch is, it's like I'm under a shadow.
There's always a shadow.
So that would be nice. I can do some knitting, like if it's a simple knitting project that I can like kind of feel and be like, oh, it's just this. I can do that. But like beading, I need to have a task light. So doing that. And then I just had the idea, I wonder if I have to open up the shoulder seam the whole way or if I can kind of do
a V.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking a V, but then as we're speaking, I'm almost thinking like a not an ellipse, but kind of like an ellipse, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Almost putting in like a gusset just over the shoulder, maybe even leaving because the neckline and the hem of the sleeve are finished.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she hemmed it.
I did. Well, the bottom is not hemmed. Okay.
Oh,
so
excuse me. Yeah. See.
No. I think. No. Wait. Maybe it is hemmed. I think I just searched them all, which I'm gonna call hemmed. Maybe I just need to do that like a gusset over the shoulder because where I need the room is like where the armpit is. You know.
The other thing you can do sometimes.
Talk to me. Yeah.
Is you can open a seam. Spread it apart.
Yeah.
And then bind the rest of the seam and leave that little gap there. Do you know what I mean?
Cold shouldery
kind of thing. Kind of. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think it'd
things
be fun.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, I could do that and beat it, you know.
Yes, you could.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're getting to talk through this during our social distancing. Okay. So I've got the pants. I've got the easy tee.
How do you spell that social distancing?
Yeah, it's definitely S-E-W.
Okay.
The other thing I need to do is I made myself a shirt dress that then turned into a coat because it seemed too big. And then once again, I've been losing a little weight. And now I put it on and it seems just too boxy. Like, uh-huh. even if I wear a big sweater under yeah. it, I'm like, it's just a little kind of falling off me a little bit. And so I'm wondering if I can just move the sleeves in. Like, I want to take these sleeves off.
Like, recoddle a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to take these sleeves
off. I do that with almost every T-shirt I
yeah,
have.
Right. Yeah, right. It'll be like a very basic T-shirt right. kind of alteration. I'm going to take those sleeves off. I don't even know if I'll have to take up the side seams just a little bit, but I'm gonna like move the arms eye
right
in
right
you know
right.
toward the center of the body because it really fits.
You
okay.
really, it's almost like bringing the shoulder in.
Yes, yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's what I need to do. It's okay for it to be kind of a little loose around my like hips and waist and stuff, but up top, it just I'm like, am I being too hard on myself? I'm like, no, I just really don't like it. I just don't.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
And I thought about actually putting it up in the group and being like, look, here's the shoulder width. Somebody. Tell right. me where to send this and, you know, I'll just send it to you or whatever. But I do like it and I spent a lot of time on it, you know. So I think that I'm going to be able to make it small enough that that arm side transfer will work
right.
too. Because
right.
it doesn't always work if you just need to take off a little bit.
Right.
Because of the way that the arm side is right. shaped. You can't move it just an inch. It has to be moved whatever, 2 inches right. or whatever. So I'm going to see if I can make that work out. But that's my other mending project. And it's kind of a spring jacket that I can
well, I
wear
need to
as
go
I walk around my house.
Through this container.
Mom's got a tube of shame.
I do.
I would say that that's
well, that's not a tube of shame. Nothing's wrong with it. I just haven't. It's just repairs.
Well, then why was mine a tube of shame?
Because yours was stuff you screwed up.
Nuh-uh. It was cut out. It's fine.
Oh, well, then why did you call it the tube of shame?
I don't know. Maybe you were being mean to me and people were being mean to me.
I
and
didn't.
Calling
that
it a tube
is
of
not,
shame.
Was not my term. I did not make that up. So.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I also have three projects that are started.
Work through your tubes of shame. No, don't feel shame. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't even be called
it, well, it was supposed to be tub of shame.
Yes.
It actually was part of it. And then somebody printed a sign and spelt tub with an E on it.
Yes,
and it
so
became the tube of
we
shame.
We call it the tube of shame.
We also at one time had silk poopioni instead of dupioni because someone thought that it was someone that worked for us was labeling things and she thought it was poopioni.
She saw a handwritten sign.
Right. And she
and
thought
was like,
it was,
I will make a typed sign that
right.
will be much easier to read.
And much nicer.
And she thought that the D was a P.
Right.
Like from the handwritten
right.
sign. Because like you'd written the D sort of like flourishy E. Maybe the,
who
you know.
Knows, right.
So it, anyway, yeah, silk poopioni. That's another good thing. I think that is. Just, oh no, I have one more thing on my mending list, and it's some joggers that I made from the Made to Measure leggings uh-huh. class, and I need to redo the waistband. I think I want to use a different type of elastic. So they are just fine, these joggers,
yeah.
and they have these Gigantor pockets in them, which are lovely, and they're made out of this beautiful fabric, and who doesn't need a pair of lounge pants right now?
Well, yeah.
You know?
Well, I just, right before all of this stay-at-home practicing started, I was sort of making sure I wore all of my leggings to the gym.
Uh-huh.
And figured out which ones I did not like or which ones had worn. Yeah, I looked down one time. I was doing like a forward fold and there was all of this little lycra like popping
like
out of the knees.
Out,
yeah,
yeah,
I'm like, I think I wore these out. And I'm like, I really like them. I made those and now they're just, and I'm like, oh, that was 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I probably wore them 200 times.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Because they were a favorite pair. Of course, those are the ones that wear out.
Yes.
Yes
of course.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, but yeah. I definitely need to make some more lounge pants too, I think.
Yeah, you need those loose pants.
I have that one yeah. pair that, and I did not make these. They're from, you know, Marshalls, whatever, a couple of years ago. And
they're like threadbare, Mallory.
They are getting threadbare. And they're a rayon or a rayon blend. So I've got that. I can
yeah.
I can make that. They might be a rayon cotton blend. Anyway,
I think they have cotton. You know.
They are actually starting to get a little too big right now, too.
Yeah.
So it's a good, it is time to say goodbye to these threadbare
I think you can probably make pee-pee pads out of them.
Yes, probably. No, those
are Mallory's into that big time.
I am. In all my Zoom meetings that I'm having to have right now, I sit here with a double-eyed needle and I put the threads back through on the pee-pee pads we've made. Whatever. She's laughing at me. She's using them too. They're not all for me. Anyway.
I've got to hold my tongue here. Okay. I'm holding it. Anyway,
what?
Yeah,
No, about what?
No, no, I Zini's can't say it. I wasn't making fun of you.
All
no,
right.
It was something else. It was something else. It was not about making fun of you. By the way,
tell me later.
Mallory and I have gotten along very well during this.
Guys, we were being so nice to each other while we were making these pee pads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually were. I don't know what was going on.
I don't know either. Maybe that's either.
But I'm not sure my husband's going to live. But anyway.
Well, to clarify that. So that's a joke that you say during normal times.
He ran into my knife 10 times.
Being socially distanced can be problematic. And a lot of the people I've talked to who are around your age, Mom, you know, they're like, oh, I never want to retire now because I'm not good at being at home. And he is not good at staying home.
Actually, he has an essential job that is a good thing.
Yes.
And he has been going to work sort of like part-time.
Right.
Which is a really good thing. And and the owner, it's the owner's son. I guess he's the manager of the business. But he's this young guy, and they decided to put a gym up in the basement of the building because Jerry had already had some stuff there. And
That's perfect for Jerry.
And then Andrew bought in some free weights and stuff, and I'm like, oh, man, this is working for me.
There you go.
I think I'm going to have to, send Andrew a thank you note. Yep.
It can be hard to be in your house with all your family all the time.
He asked me too many questions. What is that? It's dinner. Well, what is it? Well, it's a chicken, see? You know, well,
Derek
how do
told
you,
me we
do
need
you,
to,
have we had this before? Yes.
Derek told me we need to read, like, you know, Little House on the Prairie and stuff. And I'm like, this is like, I mean, you know, the joke about like Wuthering Heights all the time is like those people were just annoyed with each other because they were the only people they ever saw.
That's right.
You know? Anyway, I hope that you all are staying healthy. I hope that you find our podcast.
And if you do think you want to, like, wring your spouse's neck, just step back and breathe and think about the good things they do in your life.
I'll tell you what has been good for us is Bluetooth earbuds. Okay, I don't have AirPods, so I have an iPhone. I don't have AirPods. I got an off... Like, well,
I have
it's not
those.
An off-brand.
Yeah, mine are
you know?
Like that. Right.
These are JBL, and my husband got some first. And then when this all started, I was like, I need some of those, too. So someone
we
gets...
We don't call them earplugs. They're earphones.
They're headphones, Mom.
They're headphones, and you're calling them earplugs.
Earbuds.
Oh, buds.
Okay.
I was going to say... Earplugs are those things you wear when you go to sleep and you don't want to hear anybody.
Okay, so if you can't afford Bluetooth earbuds,
you can
just buy some earplugs.
And act like they're buds.
And act like they're buds.
Just look at your phone and act like they're buds. And he won't know that you can't stand him.
Or
her.
Know, whoever.
Or whoever it is.
Whoever in your family won't know.
I keep saying him because that's what's
that's
in
what
my head.
Got.
Yeah.
That's what you got. No, it's kind of nice if you are, especially if you're living in a small space. A friend of mine, now she doesn't have any kids. She just moved in with like a boyfriend. And this is the first boyfriend she's ever moved in with. And she's like, oh my gosh, I decided to like try this out. And now I like can't
she,
leave.
She doesn't,
you know.
Yeah, she's and like, she doesn't know he's somebody's ex.
Well, and she's like, I don't know if I even like this. How can I know? Because you know, this is different. This is on the stay-at-home order. She's like, what do you do for alone time? And I wanted to, you know, kind of pull the like, well, you don't have kids thing or whatever. But she's in a smaller space, and I was like, you need some headphones. You need to agree.
And I have to tell you, we should not complain.
No,
we have acreage. We have land, we have a pond, we have a swing set, I have a aerial rig, we have a pull-up bar, we have
no,
lots of stuff.
We're very fortunate.
Yes.
So anyway, we're here to make
and,
you laugh.
And our
so.
Houses are very, they are roomy.
Yes.
And we have a sewing studio.
Yes, we have a sewing studio. Except we do have to spend a lot of time together, Mom. We got to be careful. but we're being nice to each other so far.
Well, so far, I haven't seen you, like, around me with those earbuds in, so.
Zelda did draw a picture of her, like, attacking me on her little tablet today. So maybe I do need to work some more Okay. Thank you all for listening. Once again, to those members who are continuing to support us, that, okay.
Despite finding out how crazy we really are.
We are very lucky, but the running of the site does depend mostly upon memberships.
It does.
So if you're interested in that, you can go to sewhere.com/membership to learn more. To those of you whose priorities have had to change during this time, please keep listening and laughing along with us. You can share our social media links. You could shop through affiliate links if you're, you know, shopping for things online. I completely understand. And to those of you who to continue to support us, thank you. You're definitely, you know, keeping us on the airwaves. So we do appreciate it. And everybody, please stay healthy and reach out to us if you have a podcast suggestion you don't want to.
that you think we can handle.
A serious episode will be coming up. All right, everybody. Mom, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.